All right, back with us here on 1320. We're going to check in with meteorologist Jim Corbin in just a couple of moments. He'll give us another update on the forecast. In fact, in this portion of the program, we've got a brand new person who's actually been on the air with us. In fact, the last time I saw her was at the election coverage that we did at on AACS. We have the city treasurer-elect Laura Gignac is here in studio. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Dom.
Everything going well?
Everything is going great, thank you.
You had a good Christmas, I understand.
It was wonderful. I had family over and got to see a lot of friends, so it was very, very relaxing, very nice.
Well, I tell you, it's already gone here and there, and now another holiday coming up and gone, for New Year's Eve. And the new year is coming up very quickly, and a little over a week from now, you will be the new city treasurer. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Before we get into the forecast, we get into the full program with Laura. How about a little background on who Laura Gignac is? And it's G-I-G-N-A-C.
That's correct.
Some people didn't know, how do you spell that? But a little background on you, Laura.
Sure. Well, I am a lifelong resident of Attleboro. I have been in banking since 1989. I started with Durfee Attleboro Bank, which is no longer in existence.
Mm-hmm. On the Bronson Building?
In the Bronson Building, yes. I was a Mother's Hours teller, and that's where I started my banking career. I was with Rockland Trust for the past 20 years, which is a great place. I had a great experience there. It's tough to leave banking. Sure. I do enjoy it. I have family that works for the city or is retired from the city. So my father is a retired police officer of 37 and a half years with Attleboro. My brother is on the fire department. And my aunt worked for DSS over on, I don't even know what street that is. It's not there anymore.
Right.
So we have strong ties to the city.
You know, you talk about your dad. A lot of people know your dad, Joe Spruill, who was for 37 and a half years. And you had something that I actually did not realize, his badge number. What was his badge number?
He was badge number one.
Number one. Yeah. You thought maybe it would have been Rolly Saborin or Rick Pierce, but no, it was your dad.
It was my dad. And he used to joke, I'm number one, and he hated to give up that number.
He'll always be number one in our books, that's for
absolutely,
sure.
Always in mine. He also had a nickname of Motor Mouth, and he had that on his flashlight.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, going back and forth, I remember Joe is, your dad going up and down the streets every once in a while, checking parking meters in the old Cushman carts. He did that every once in a while. I think he did that a little bit after Sharon Spelman did that or at the time, some time. Every time, at the time, I was parking in the main parking lot on North Main Street when I was working there. And then every once in a while, if I couldn't find a parking space, either Sharon or Joe would come out and see me parking on the corner on County Street. And he'd look over to me and he says, when you going to move it? I just parked there 5 seconds ago. He says, well, we'll come back later on and we'll check it out. He never did. Sharon did, but your dad turned around and he went, yeah, I know him. So I'm like, well, and then of course it was also good because I knew Rolly as well. And then later on I knew Rick. But your dad is one of the nicest guys around in this area. That's for sure.
I agree with you.
Yeah, right. See, there's no argument right there.
Absolutely not.
Almost 20 years with Rockland Trust. Branch manager?
Assistant vice president and branch manager.
You saw a lot of things there. I mean, before. Now, while it was there, where on Pleasant Street, it was for the longest time, it was on North Main Street, right across from Bronson.
That's correct. It was, we started there April 10th, 1995 is when we opened that branch. And that branch grew pretty quickly to the point where it outgrew that location.
Yeah.
If you know the location, it was 21 North Main Street. So the drive up actually is on the street, so on the side street.
On Academy. Right.
So if you had more than two or three cars, it was spilling out onto North Main Street, which wasn't the ideal situation.
Yeah, between that building and your neighbor, Ryan and Sons, it was kind of tough to go through that little roadway.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Many times there'd be like a Poland Springs truck and a car over there, so no one could get down the street. So the conversations I had to have were, "Excuse me, could you please move your car? No one can get down the street." So you know, the parking wasn't fantastic, but it was a great place to start for Rockland. Yeah. But when they saw the opportunity to relocate into a highly visible area on Pleasant Street, which if you know, there's a lot of traffic on Pleasant Street, more visibility. I feel you know, and the bank just felt the visibility there on North Main Street got lost in that row of shops.
Yeah, and the building that you were in there on Pleasant Street was, I believe, that was a D'Angelo shop, a sub shop for a while, and a few other buildings that were in there. But when you were over there, you got to meet a lot of new faces. You had a lot of people coming in for the first time, you know, doing this. And then one of the other things that I know Rockland has done, they used to have, they had the sign over there, you know, with the coins. What was this? I'm trying to think of the name, the sign in front of the bank building about the change.
Oh, yeah, we have a coin service.
The coin service, that's right, that's it.
Yeah.
Now, as this new venture comes out now, you're basically taking over at the city treasurer's office. You've been shadowing people at the treasurer's office now for a little bit now.
Yeah, for the past several months, I've been going in and sitting with the current treasurer, Ethel Sambatch, who's been fabulous. She has been a great mentor. She has taught me everything that she can at this point, and so I feel very comfortable kind of stepping in. I think it'll be a nice transition.
And you were the only opponent for this race, which is good for you. Apparently, you know, Ethel being in the job almost 20 years now, this felt really, I guess it felt comfortable because you saw this opening up and you went for it and you figured, hey, this is the only person out there. So, you know, I guess when we saw you here in November for the election coverage that we did, you looked very confident. You knew you were going to, even before that, you were the only person that out there, and you got it anyways.
Yeah, so, I feel very very fortunate that I ran unopposed, unlike some of my friends who had opponents. But I think, you know, the years in banking that I have backing me is definitely an asset to the position. And yes, I was very excited to have no opponent and to have that win.
All right. We've got Laura Gignac in studio. She is the city treasurer-elect. Coming, of course, next Wednesday will be her first day on the job after she gets inaugurated in the offices there. The inauguration is set for next Tuesday at the Attleboro High School Auditorium. Meteorologist Jim Corbin now joining us with another brief look at the weather forecast. Jim?
Well, Tom, it's rained generally everywhere now. No more sleet and snow for the most part. You have to head up towards, say, Foxborough and Woonsocket to still see a little bit of that. It's just going to be just a lousy day with damp, cold conditions, periods of rain, some mist this afternoon, high temperatures in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a little mist in the evening, falling to 32. And then for a couple of days, we warm up again, not to the 50s and 60s, but it looks like we'll get to the low 40s tomorrow. A little bit of light rain briefly tomorrow night, and then Thursday, New Year's Eve, mid-40s with dry conditions. Friday, first day of 2016, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. Colder over the weekend, but overall, after today, pretty good stretch of weather ahead.
All right, Jim, sounds good. All right, we will talk to you back in about 30 minutes from now.
All right.
All right. We're just talking to Laura off the air for a moment, talking about next week's inauguration. You know, that's coming up fast.
It is.
Next Wednesday night over at the Bray Auditorium at the high school. Now, I'm trying to think for like last year, about 2 years ago, who actually reads you the inauguration. I don't know if it's a city clerk or whoever, but I know the mayor will be doing a song or two at the beginning. Is it a little easier now, I guess, as the election is over, as you're getting into that position now? You've actually learned a lot. You said you learned a lot from Ethel and the rest of the staff there at City Hall.
Absolutely. They've been very supportive. I've learned a lot, not only about the position, but also the city itself. During the election process, I met some wonderful people with a wealth of knowledge that helped me along the way, that were just invaluable to me. I also visited new parts of the city, places I haven't been in years,
right.
years and years. Pike Ave is not a place that I normally will drive down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some new streets in the city. It was really quite the experience. And, you know, I was very overwhelmed by the support of not only the people at City Hall, but also the residents of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Just the outpouring of support from customers, from just the residents themselves supporting me. That was a great feeling to have.
What was it like saying goodbye last week to Rockland Trust?
That was tough.
Yeah.
That was real tough. After 20 years, you know, I had to actually run out the door because I was having a hard time because they're my family.
Mm.
So that was a tough thing. But I kind of look at it as closing a door to one chapter in my life
mm-hmm.
and opening another door to this new chapter. So I look forward to the new chapter.
And as I've been saying, you know, you've been shadowing them for a while now at City Hall. Everyone in the office is really helping a lot of people out there. And you're not the only person who's going to be a brand new face at City Hall. You've got some of the new counselors, some of the school committee members. Recently, the administrative assistant, Ken Owens, who had just recently started. And then recently, within the last month or so, the DPW chief is now changed. Lance Hill, who was the DPW director in Pawtucket, recently come. So you're you know, you're kind of like a lot of the other people out there, a brand new face, but you're going to be, the transition is very simple because you know these people, not the newer people, but you know, you've been in Attleboro all your life and you know some of the faces out there.
Yeah, I used to go to City Hall with my dad, and some mm-hmm. of the same faces
yeah.
are still at City Hall.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I had a comment the other day, I remember you when you had ponytails. So I used to go over there and, you know, sit with my dad, and whether it would be personnel
mm-hmm.
or whatever department it was. So there's new faces, but there's a lot of people who have been there a long time
mm-hmm.
that have a lot of knowledge behind them.
The as taking from, you know, one position to the other, from Rockland to here, what are you taking to some brand new? Are you taking anything brand new to the job?
Well, with what I'm taking, you know, is my banking experience, which is extremely helpful in this position.
New Hope will present.
There's a lot of new things that I am learning.
Mm-hmm.
The new position entails payroll, something I have not had to deal with as far as at Rockland. But I do have to reconcile accounts just like I would have to do at Rockland. I have to prove my branch on a daily
mm-hmm.
basis, which is very similar to what I'd have to do with the city. With the city, I will be doing tax title. So that's something new to me. But I bring the experience of, you know, at least the banking behind me, which is 90% of what I'll be working with. Also borrowing. You know, at Rockland, I would do loans. I would extend loans.
Mm-hmm.
I would also talk to people about what they have to do, what kind of money that they have, and how they could invest it, and give them some options, very similar to what I'll be doing with the city.
You know, and being the new treasurer now, your name will be embossed on all the people's checks now, which is something, you know, people who do services, you know, to whatever out there. And that's going to be an interesting thing. You know, probably, I don't know how many times in the past that your name was embossed on a check, on somebody's check, like the mayor's or anybody else's out there.
Never.
Yeah.
So that will be very, very interesting. I can tell you, I've signed my name many times to treasurer's checks, money
yeah.
orders, you know,
mm-hmm.
Things of that nature, obviously for the bank. But it will definitely be really weird to look at on
yeah.
Somebody's paycheck.
Yeah, it's amazing when we see like that. As I mentioned a little while ago with you, new faces in Attleboro. You know, certainly, you know, you've been around for a long time now here in the Attleboros. You know, knowing a lot of the administrators, like our current mayor, Kevin Dumas, and a lot of the other people. And that's a big task as well. He's got a huge job. He's always busy. You never see him for 5 minutes. Sometimes he'll take a break here and there. But it's going to be an easy, I guess it's going to be an easy to hard transition to work with the mayor, because you'll be sitting with, you know, in meetings with the administration as well, Barry Lacasse and the rest of them as well.
Yeah. I've been to a few meetings already, and, you know, very, very educated individuals. I will learn a lot from them, and I feel honored to be in that room with them to learn about Attleboro itself and to grow in my position as well. I think they'll be very helpful in that area.
As being at City Hall now, it's going to be interesting to see all, you know, everybody together, you know, working together again. Is there been one or two individuals at City Hall who's been, you know, who other than the treasurer's office, been really there helping you a lot?
You know, I have to say Deb Gould has been fabulous. Mm-hmm. She has been there a very long time, very supportive, very supportive. The mayor himself has been very mm-hmm. supportive, as well as Barry Lacasse. Very supportive people, and they've offered any help that I need. And I appreciate that. You know, coming into something new, it's a little scary after leaving something for 20 years. But to have people that are supportive really does make you feel at ease.
Yeah, and also throughout your campaign this past year, you've had a lot of friends out there, family friends helping you out as well, especially when you won the election, when you had your party over in Morin's, and we were there as well. My wife and I were there, and you know, people were out there in droves. You saw a lot of people, a lot of new people, a lot of the same people out there. That must have made you feel really good. I mean, when you finally, you know, got that that support, you were doing your fundraiser at Morin's, and it made you feel really good. Because you had the people out there supporting you. You saw, I don't want to call them the little people because they're not little people. You had your friends out there, people holding signs, helping you raise funds for you. That was a really good thing for you as well.
It really was. You know, when you start out on this path, you never know what's going to happen, mm-hmm. and you learn along the way. So, yeah, that kickoff was a little nerve-wracking because you didn't know who was going to show up. You send out your invitations, mm-hmm. and you have no control over that situation. So you could have a lot of people show up or just a few people yeah. show up. But I had a great great outpouring of support and quite a few people attending, and it was a really nice time. I've learned so much through this process, and I'm very thankful that I have. It's been a great experience.
Mm. And of course, the night that you won, you when Paul Healy and myself interviewed you for a few moments, it was kind of like a whirlwind that night. You came in, we had all some of the winners here coming into the dark studio, and just the lights were on the set. You know, we basically were on the set for a few moments, but you were very at ease at the time. But once in a while, everybody gets a little nervous here and there. I get nervous every once in a while when I put the mic on, like, what am I going to say next? You know, you know, with that, at the treasurer's office, you've got your friends there. You've got people that you've been working with. So you'll be kind of like, all right. Now, so as January 5th comes when you do the inauguration, so January 6th, when you get into City Hall, you're going to just kind of basically take it slow for at least a few days anyways.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, it depends on what happens.
What's coming at you at the time. So, but I'm prepared for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to go in on the 6th, and you know, I already have a few things already planned, and then we'll just take it from there. I think it's going to be a learning process. It's going to take a little while, but I know I will get it.
I was just going to say, are you going to, it's kind of funny, a lot of people may know this, are you going to rearrange your office or anything? Like, as soon as Ken Owen got in there, after Linda retired, he kind of moved everything around. He moved it so he could see so he wasn't in the eye of the council, but any housekeeping in there?
Well, for me, everybody has a different style and how they have things set up. So I'll definitely have some changes in the office. As far as I won't move any furniture or anything like that, you know. But I'm a person that's very organized, so mm-hmm. there won't be a lot of paper around. I like to file things right mm-hmm. away, and we'll see how that goes as well. But that's what I'm used to. But no major changes, no.
Mm-hmm. Laura Gignac in studio with us. I know she has to get over to work very shortly, pretty soon. And so we're going to spend a little more time with her. So we're going to take another quick break and be back with Laura coming at you in just a few moments. Stay with us.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
1964, The Tribute is, in fact, a Beatles tribute band scheduled to perform at the Stadium Theater located on Monument Square in Woonsocket on January 16th at 8 o'clock p.m. Since the early 1980s, this tribute band has been recreating early 60s live Beatles concerts, complete with period instruments, clothing, hairstyles, and even on-stage banter. For more information about this event, call 401-762-4545.
All right, we are back at 922. That's all it is 922 on this Tuesday morning. Still got some light ice pellets out there, 34 degrees. We'll check in with Jim Corbin coming up at 940 this morning. City Treasurer's Office is something that, you know, you've got a lot of experience in, you know, with the banking. Before we go look at that position, you got your start in finance, New England School of Business and Finance in Boston as well.
It was New England College of Finance, yeah. I think back then. Yes, that is correct.
And that was a 4-year course up that way.
I did a 2-year program.
2 years.
Yeah, and at that point, I did stop because I did have my daughter, Haley, who is now 16.
Holy mackerel!
Yes. So I took courses through the bank throughout as well. They have a great training program of all different classes you can take for anything that you want to know about business writing, you know, public speaking, but everything to do with banking as well. So I've had a vast array of education.
Speaking of education, it all kind of started off, you know, a lot of this, you were a graduate of Attleboro High as well.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure you took some of the courses, you know, in finance, mathematics. You must have been really good at that as well.
Well, not so much. I have to say in school, algebra was not my thing.
Okay.
But as far as numbers go, I have a way with numbers. Mm-hmm. So algebra is a little different than the math that I would be using in banking or at City Hall. But that was my worst subject, believe it or not. And I haven't used it since, so I guess it's going okay.
Yeah. Now, where did you start off in elementary school?
I went to elementary, Willett School.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. And then I went to Brennan, which is the one that would be on County Street,
right,
which was the old high school that my parents went to. And then I went to Attleboro High.
Okay. But you're taking a lot of your experience from the schools, other than algebra and stuff like that, this. The treasurer's office, you talk about, doing a lot of with the monies, signing people's checks and stuff like that. But there's a heck of a lot more with the treasurer's office.
Yeah, there's a lot more that people aren't aware of. Besides the payroll, you have to deal with all the tax titles. You also have borrowing and bonding for the projects that are going on in the city, as well as repayment of debt. You also will apply for grants if they're available to aid the city, let's say for like a sewer project or whatever whatever might be going on at the time. You also oversee the trust funds for the city and make sure that those funds are being used properly. And there's a committee for that as well. You also assure that you are in compliance with Mass General Law, as well as reconciliation of all the books, and annual reports, statements of debt, and trust funds. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more than people realize.
Right. And, you talk about some of these things that are going on in the city with, every once in a while, you'll probably be asked to go in front of the school committee or the city council. Now that all of these new projects are going on in the city, you've got the Renaissance Station, you know, which is some tenants now going in there. You've got the new building that will be going on after that across the street from there. Riverfront Park, as we talked about yesterday with Brian Kirby in studio. The Sports Village coming up. All of those interesting items that are going to be coming up within the next year or two. And then later on, as they change things at the across from the Sun Chronicle, the building there next to the Senior Center. There's a lot of those projects need to be funded, and absolutely. Basically they'll go, you know, through city council and stuff. But you'll have a big hand in that as well.
Absolutely, you know, just depending on the project, you need money for the short term, and then once it's done, you need to bond it for the long term. So definitely a big hand in that. So there's a lot of great things going on in this city. I was pleasantly surprised with some of the projects going on. And, you know, I think it's going to make a greater Attleboro.
I agree with you. It is. Now, as far as all the items, you know, that you have to be doing with the city council and all of the other events going on with the projects, you also, every once in a while, you do have to be in front of the school committee. You know, school committee is, you know, as important as everything else, because they want their money. You know, and how does that work? You know, David Boucher is leaving. I'm trying to think of the school committee chairperson. I can't think of it all. Anyway, David Boucher is actually the guy who runs New England Sports Village. Anyway, the school committee needs their money, and they will basically, they need the funds as well.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And they have a whole separate committee for that. And honestly, I haven't been in part of that process yet, so it'll be very interesting to find out exactly how everything works and ties together. I know I will be speaking periodically in front of city council, mm-hmm. and anyone who knows me, I'm not a big fan mm-hmm. of doing that, mm-hmm. but I am getting much more comfortable as I sit here today. I feel very comfortable talking with you. Mm-hmm. So I guess I will be on that learning path.
Well, as you said, about you already did some public speaking, you know, that's so it makes it a lot easier. If you keep doing it every once in a while, it does come a lot easier for you. Let's go back a little bit more about the as you were at Rockland Trust. When you started up that way at Rockland, you had a lot of good people out there, a great banking institution. There was a lot of things going on there. I mean, you started at that new building. You were one of the first people in that building back then. They've come a long way, though. They have come a long way.
They have. When I started with Rockland back in 1995, they had 34 branches, I believe, is what the number was. At this time, they have over 86 branches. Mm-hmm. And it is a bank that has grown. And I think they have grown nicely. They've acquired multiple different banks, mm-hmm. Ben Franklin, Slade's Ferry. And they've moved up now into the Boston area.
Right.
And I think it's a great thing for the bank. It's a great movement. They're expanding their footprint into the Boston area. Mm-hmm. We're over here in Attleboro, but it's a nice footprint if you look at the map of where our branches are located. I've watched that bank grow exponentially. And it was a great place to be. And, and I will sincerely miss it. But I learned a lot from Rockland, and I think that helped me grow to be who I am today and where mm-hmm. I am going today.
You know, the people at City Hall have been, you know, behind you since you became a new employee of the City Hall. You will be a City Hall employee. When you come to next Tuesday night at the inauguration, I guess yourself and a lot of other people who are newly elected, little butterflies in the stomach here and there, being there under the hot lights on the stage for a little bit. When it's all said and done, and when you're sworn in, you're going to feel, what are you going to feel?
I'll feel a sense of relief.
Yeah.
It's been a process, and you know, also stepping out of my comfort zone into the unknown, which can definitely give you butterflies,
mm-hmm.
Make you a little nervous. Your hands get a little sweaty. You
sure.
might stutter a little. But I've been doing well with getting through it, and kind of adapting to the unknown
mm-hmm.
and taking on that next challenge and embracing change.
January 6th, January 6th, as you enter the second floor of City Hall, people are going to be saying, it's Lori, she's here, she's not, like, it's going to be make you feel really good. I mean, and you got to do a shout out to your family as well. I mean, Lionel and everybody else in your family have been behind you 150,000%.
That actually is probably one of the greatest things. My family has been supportive because you need your family's support to go through this process. You go to different functions and meetings and, you're running around constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very supportive because, you know, for the past 20 years I've worked at Rockland. That's longer than my daughter's been on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So this has supported her all through her life. So she's been very supportive for me to try something different. And she's very, very proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
So my family is awesome.
your dad, Joe, your stepdad and mom are also got to be proud of you too. I mean, I was going to say, your dad is now where now?
My dad lives in Florida, as well as my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So they both live in Florida. However, my dad was here for the campaign,
mm-hmm.
and he was here to hold a sign, and he was excited to hold a sign. I put him at the Elks.
Of course.
He's very familiar with the Elks, but I put him there, and he had a great time holding the sign, talking to people. But my mom wasn't able to come up
mm-hmm.
for the election, so she was here for Christmas. But very supportive. They both... you know, fully support my decisions and have been, you know, a great support for me.
Yeah, which is good to see that because as a lot of people out there know, you know, you've got to have your family out there. You know, you got a very supportive family out there. You have a very supportive staff. And, of course, a lot of the times, you know, with the family and friends, you couldn't really do it without the voters out there as well. You were the only person running that, but you had to get elected into that position. While we got you in studio for a few more minutes, about a big shout out for the constituents out there who basically, you know, helped you transition to that.
Absolutely. I couldn't have done it without mm-hmm. the constituents out there. It's just amazing the amount of votes. I couldn't believe that. Being even unopposed, the sheer number alone was, it choked me up. I was overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't thank everybody enough for their support in voting for me. And I know I will do a fantastic job for the city of Attleboro.
So as of January the 6th, you will be the new city treasurer in Attleboro. That's got to be
mm-hmm.
so now you got to start changing your business cards now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know. That's going to be very surreal to see that on a business card, on letterhead, and on someone's check, but very gratifying at the same time.
And now, the other thing I just thought of this a second ago, being the city treasurer, and like a lot of the positions at City Hall or the school committee, does your position allow you to go out and, you know, and use your public speaking as far as, you know, going out there and kind of like an appearance, basically, you know, as a, you know, not just like this today, but can you go out to different places and tell people about the treasurer, you know, for example, like the senior center or some of the senior living places as well?
Oh, sure. I mean,
I think
you can
too.
Go out if people had an interest. I'd be more than willing to do that. I've been very involved in a lot of different things over the years in Attleboro, where I've had to speak or I've had to give an award on behalf
mm-hmm.
of the bank. But I've also been on a multitude of different committees. I've been on boards for things that are very near and dear to Attleboro. So I continue to want to do that, and I will seek out opportunity.
Are you still a member of the chamber?
I am. Well, the bank is a member of the chamber.
The bank is a member
yes.
of the chamber, yeah.
So I guess I am not a member of the chamber mm-hmm. at this time. However, the chamber is great for Attleboro.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jack. I've known Jack for years in the chamber. So obviously, if there's an opportunity, I would look to be part of the chamber. I've done a lot with Sturdy Memorial Hospital, and I will continue to do so. I volunteer at the museum, and I'd like to continue doing some of that as well.
So basically, you're ready to go. You're ready to go on January 6th, and I can't think of a better person to take over as Ethel leaves the position. So she's only got a couple more days to go as well.
Absolutely, and she will be retiring to spend time with her family, mm-hmm. which she's done a fantastic job for the city. I hope people recognize what she's done for mm-hmm. the city. She has saved the city a lot of money over the years based on her knowledge, and she has a thirst for knowledge, so mm-hmm. she will search something out and try to find a solution to a problem.
Yeah, so. And of course now, as I said, as of next Wednesday, you will be sitting in that same seat. I want to give you all the luck in the world, and just good luck. And that's basically it. Good luck the whole thing, and congratulations on the new position
as
well.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Laura Gignac, who is going to be, as of next Wednesday, the treasurer for the city of Attleboro. Did you want to add anything else before we close off?
No, I think you've covered it all.
All set. All right. Well, thank you once again, and I want to wish you a very happy new year.
You as well.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We've got meteorologist Jim Corbin going to join us in just a couple of moments with our next look at the forecast.
On Monday, January 4th at 6:30 p.m., the Attleboro Public Library Biography Group will hold their next meeting. The book group will be discussing Sally Ride, America's First Woman in Space by Lynn Scherr. New participants are welcome to come and join the discussion. Please register at www.attleborolibrary.org/register or call the library at 508-222-0157.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day,
even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m., starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th. 2016 at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the wintertime farmers market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850. New Hope will present the 8th Annual Moonlit Wine, Beer, and Food Tasting at Briggs Garden and Home, located on Kelly Boulevard in North Attleboro, on Saturday, January 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. This elegant evening will be staged on a starlit terrace. There'll be a variety of wines, craft beer, and fine foods. However, tickets for this event must be purchased in advance. For more information, visit the web at www.new-hope.org.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's time to pull those swimming suits out of storage to wash away the old year and welcome the new with an oh-so-refreshing wintry plunge at Roger Wheeler State Beach in Narragansett. The 40th annual Penguin Plunge will happen precisely at noontime on Friday, January the 1st. For more information about this event, feel free to visit the web at www.specialolympicsri.org.
All right, back with us once again, meteorologist Jim Corbin. Jim?
Well, Don, we've got temperatures now above freezing everywhere now in the greater Attleboro area. Again, you have to head about 30 miles north to see it still snowing or sleeting. But it's just going to be a sloppy situation throughout the day. Temperatures reaching the upper 30s, falling back to the low 30s tonight, and then a pretty good stretch of weather for the rest of the year, dare I say that, with a few days left with clouds and sun tomorrow, more clouds and sun, highs in the low 40s. Last day of the year, Thursday, New Year's Eve, looks like mid-40s, dry weather. Again, last night we talked about this, or yesterday we talked about a little bit of rain tomorrow night, but most of it at night, so it shouldn't be a big deal. New Year's Day, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s, about exactly where we should be this time of the year, and a cold but not bitterly cold weekend, low and mid-30s both Saturday and Sunday. So just get through today, and we're pretty good for the rest of the week.
You know, and imagine that since I haven't been outside in a while now, since the last couple of hours since I've been in here, we've got actually, we still got about the same temperature reading around, you know, 34, 35, I guess. So now we've, things are going to look, I guess, going to be looking a little bit better, but we'll stay mostly cloudy, as you said, until tonight, basically.
Depends what you mean by better. I mean, as I always say, would you rather have it snowing at 32 or raining at 35?
Yeah.
The cold, rotten rain is for the rest of the morning and afternoon, but it's just still sloppy underfoot. So just if you're walking out the door, the walkway, what have you, even though it's above freezing, the ground has chilled off. So it could be still a little slushy out there. So, again, not the greatest days coming up the next few hours, but just be careful. Again, if you want to see snow and want to take a quick drive up Route 146 into the Worcester area, it's still snowing there. But even there, it's going to go over to rain. So, again, this is the one day for the next week or so that we're going to have this cold, miserable precipitation. And then, for the most part, it's, again, looking great into the weekend. It's just going to get a little colder Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that is good. All right. Sounds good, Jim. We will talk to you bright and early in the morning then.
All right. Talk
to you. All right. Sounds good. All right, Jim Corbin, of course, will be joining Paul Healy a little bit later on. He'll be here at just after 11 o'clock. All right, it is 9:43 now on this Tuesday morning. Once again, I want to thank Laura Gignac for joining us in studio for the last 35, 40 minutes or so. As you know, she is going to be the new city treasurer as of next Wednesday after the inauguration at Attleboro's Bray Auditorium at the high school next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. That is open to the public. If you want to come on down, they would love to have you down there to show your support at Attleboro High School next Tuesday. So as of next Wednesday, you'll see some new faces being inaugurated, not only some school committee members. You'll see some of the city council members as well as some of the other members of City Hall who are going back to work for the 2016 season. So once again, congratulations to all of the men and women going back to work, and especially to Laura Gignac, who will be the treasurer for next, well, starting next week, basically. So I want to thank her as well. She actually was telling me off the air, she says she felt a lot comfortable now because, you know, as I kind of joked to her before, I says, you know, you took some of the public speaking classes, but she was got a little bit of you know, butterfly here. But I mean, that's it happens. That's one of the most prominent things in life that everyone has a bit of stage fright, butterflies. I mean, I don't care who it is. It could be the president all the way down to the little person will get stage fright. You think the president? I was watching a couple of years ago when the president opened up to one of the reporters, and one of the reporters asked him, you know, you've been doing this and that. You know, you've been in front of people. Do you still get nervous? And Barack Obama said, Yes, you know, before I put that microphone on, they put the microphone on, you know, he's either, you know, clearing his throat, you know, getting a, you know, a cup of water or something like that. You know, everybody, it doesn't matter who it is, everybody gets a little bit nervous. I mean, yeah, I still get nerves, you know, nervousness up every once in a while. You know, after you do it so many times, you still, you know, you're a lot easier with it. But yeah, it's normal. Yes, I get nervous all the time. If I'm standing in front of a crowd, you know, talking over some, you know, with somebody, yeah, it's natural. You know, so I don't care if you're a, you know, you're a famed actor, you're a, you know, a politician, you're still going to get nervous. So I want to say that Laura did a great job with that interview that she did with us this morning. It did not sound like she was nervous at all. But yes, she did a terrific job. Anyway, that's not what we're going to talk about. Continue it. But we are going to be here until 10 o'clock this morning. So we will try to get a couple of other songs in the lineup right now. In fact, while that commercial break was going on, I did get one or two emails from someone who was listening and said they enjoyed the conversation with yours truly and Laura. If you do finish it earlier before 10 o'clock, I would love to hear a song. I didn't email them back, so I'm just telling that person I will put that song on in just a second. In fact, one of my other favorite songs that this person, let me just go back and refresh this email, this woman by the name of Maria. Yes, Maria is, I'm just looking at it now. Maria is from Plainville. All right, Maria from Plainville. She wants to hear a song, and she wants to hear one of an old song that I used to remember playing a long time ago as well. All right, Maria. Paul Simon for you.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or chrome, they give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an Nikon camera, I love to take a photograph, so mama don't looks worse in black and white.
Paul Simon going out to Maria this morning. Just a little correction that I wanted to make while I was talking to Laura Gignac. I had unmistakably mentioned the chairman of the school committee here in Attleboro, Dave Murphy. I said David Boucher. David Boucher, of course, is one of the gentlemen involved in the New England Sports Village here in Attleboro, which is going up on off of County Street. Dave Murphy is the school committee chair, who is also retiring as of the next couple of days as well. We want to wish him all the luck in the world, along with all the other members of the school committee as well. All right, 9:51 on this Tuesday morning. Got some rain falling in the Attleboros right now, 34 degrees. So, yes, it's going to get a little messy out there, a little slush out there as well. All right, another email just a few moments ago during the song from Paul Simon that just came in as well. In fact, this person did not leave their name at all, just put the name of the song. And they just said, I'm listening to you right now. It's a great show you're doing. And I'm just refreshing it right now. Great show you're doing right now. I appreciate all the music, but I really want to hear a great song from John Lennon. All right. Your wish is my command, sir. I guess it is. 1971. One of the most prolific songs that John Lennon wrote. Imagine now.
Imagine there's no heaven. Easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
Actually, I just got the email back from that gentleman who actually was a gentleman. His name was Tony. Tony from Mansfield is the gentleman who actually wanted to hear that song. He just emailed me just again. Paul Healy just came into the studio and said he is sending out a big hug to you, Tony, because that's one of his favorite songs as well. In fact, Tony is so interested in some of the music from the Beatles. He was listening us to playing the commercial about the Beatles tribute show coming to the Stadium Theater later next month. In fact, he said he actually had to write down the phone number because he wants to go to that show. In fact, one of his other favorite people on the Beatles was George Harrison. And so he said if you could play the song, one of his favorite songs, one of his favorite songs by George Harrison before the 10 o'clock hour, he would completely love it. All right, Tony, this is going to wrap things up basically for yours truly. So going out to you right now. Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs by George Harrison as well. It's Crackerbox Palace, 1320 WARA.
We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. No matter where you roam, no one love is true. While growing up, we're trying to, not knowing where to start. What the rest don't do, or face the fact the Crackerbox Palace may have no other choice than to deport you.
That is going to wrap things up for yours truly on this Tuesday morning. Just be careful on the roadways, whatever you're doing out there on this Tuesday. We will do it all again tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m., right and early in the morning. Yes, once again, I want to thank Laura Gignac for joining us in studio. Paul Healy is up next.